Hello, everybody. You are listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiyana's Lip Smackin' Podcast. Thank you so much for clicking in and sticking in. We hope you do plan on sticking around. Today is a little bit different than other days. Today is February 10th. Let me just make sure I add that. February 10th, 2021. We are closely approaching Valentine's Day, and it is a time where love is in the air. So we do appreciate the love that you give us, and we are giving you that love right back. But today's show is a little bit different because my co-host, she did the most, okay? My co-host did the most today on an awesome adventure that she had with her friend. And I thought it would be a great idea to share that in that inspirational journey that she took today with the rest of you guys, because I don't know, maybe there's something in it. Maybe there's something in it for you. So I'm gonna have her share her story with you. I gave her a call and she shared with me what it was all about. And I'm just gonna go ahead and play it for you guys. All right, so kick back, chill out, and we'll talk again soon. Let's see what she's up to. Hi.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. I wanted to call you, and it took me so long to reconnect because I guess...
I called you yesterday twice. Uh-huh.
I know. But what I'm saying is, when I called you a few minutes ago and told you I wanted to connect, I forgot how to do it because it's been so long on the app. Okay, so tell me about your hiking.
Miriam and I thought it would be a really, really good idea to wait for crack of dawn, which was 4:15. So I woke up at 4:15, left my house. I was supposed to leave at 4:45. I was running a little bit late. So I left my house at about before 5:05. I remember that because I was already in my car and it said 5:05. Moving on, I get on the freeway and I have my aux playing, and I was listening to Apple Music. I was listening to Mood Apple Music. So I'm singing along really, really loud to all the songs. It was traffic. Jumped in the carpool lane. It was just me by myself. Something told me to jump the fuck out. Good thing I did, because the police swooped up behind me.
Ooh.
Anyways, right. So I get to Pasadena, get off on Lake Boulevard, and I get there at about 6:02. Luckily, I got there early because I was able to get parking closer to the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some reason, I don't know why, but Miriam and I thought this was like a 6, maybe 7 mile hike, which is a doable amount, you know?
Okay.
We get there and I realize I leave my hiking sticks at home. That was mistake number one.
Oh.
And I didn't have my hiking boots. I had on a pair of Nike running shoes. But no big deal. No big deal. We get out the car. It's dark. It's foggy. It looks like castle weather. Castle weather to me looks like Germany. Like just fog and you can't see anybody. Just
They're walking around with armor. They got armor on and shit. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and everybody stinks because it's just back in the day. So that's fog weather. That's castle weather to me.
Yeah.
Moving on, we proceed to do this hike. And I'm feeling kind of good. I'm a little out of breath. It's been a few months since we've done a hike. You know, the COVID was going around. I had it in my household. She had it in her household. So it took a while. You know, we had to get some negative tests in rotation before we linked back up.
Uh-huh.
We get out there and we're hiking 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 and we're hiking. And I was like, bitch, let's go the fuck home. She's like, no, you're gonna be so upset if we turn around. We're so close. Bitch, close to where? I'm dying. Let's go home.
No, come on. We're gonna be so mad if we don't go up. Let's just go up.
So I'm like, okay, well, at least let me breathe. So I see this elder man coming up, and I'm like, you know what? He's not about to make me look stupid. If he could do it, then I could do it.
Right.
We said, sir, where's the inspirational point? He said, it's only one way. I was like, okay, so he looked like the type that we probably shouldn't have stopped him and asked him anything, because he wasn't like a Black Lives Matter participant.
He was at the thing on January 6th.
Yeah, he was definitely there. So anyways, we probably shouldn't have asked him shit. He had a stank ass attitude, but I still wasn't about to let Pops, you know, show me out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to go, and we're hiking. And finally he says, excuse me, I'm going to pass you. I guess my black ass was going too slow for him. Then we see another guy. We said, excuse me, do you know how far this bullshit is? He said, about 20 minutes up there. We look at each other. I said, 20 minutes? That's about a mile for us. Not bad. Let's just do it. We're here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at 8:59.
Okay.
And we're hiking. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, we finally arrive and we get there. We sat and we always pack light snacks. I had sweet and spicy beef jerky, and we had cheese sticks, crackers, and I had water with chia seeds and lemon and fresh ginger.
Okay.
So we're sitting there, we're enjoying the view, and she says, oh, my knee's a little sore. I say, yeah, my calves are a little sore, but, you know, let's go ahead and do it. We leave, and I started to lay on the ground and be like, just call a chopper, and I'll pay the bill later. Because I can't go, this is ridiculous, I can't go down.
Wait.
We got here at 6 o'clock. What?
You telling me about how you going down now. You didn't get me to.
I'm trying to, we eat and then we're going down.
Oh, to I get stop. To inspiration point. Okay.
We get to inspiration point. We take pictures. It's beautiful.
Okay, like, okay. Give me that, bitch, because you've been telling me about the hiking and hiking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So inspirational point is a setup where there's, I would say 13. I might have made that number up, but it's a row of telescopes.
Uh-huh.
And what you do is one says Catalina Island. You're able to look through that telescope and you can see Catalina Island, and they're pointed at everything. One says Hollywood. One says, so it's all the landmarks of LA that you can see through these telescopes. So you hike up there just to be able to look through each telescope to say you've seen these things. Now, remember, when we're up there, it's castle weather. So we can't see shit in front of us. You can't see anything.
Oh, yes. Danky.
I said, let's take a picture. I guess God was on his lunch break. He took a break. He allowed the sun to come out. We took our pictures. As soon as we finished snapping our photos, he put the castle weather back. So it was all foggy again. So I'm like, okay, let's go back down. She was like, oh, my knees are hurting a little bit. I said, yeah, my calves are a little sore, but we'll be good.
Yeah.
We're hiking. And so I said, how about I lay down? You call a chopper to come get me. And I'll just pay the bill later, or I won't pay it, like my medical bills. I don't know, but I can't go down. It's not gonna happen. She's like, we have to go down. What if we don't? Like, is somebody gonna come get us in a scooter? Like, what? I can't do this anymore.
Right.
She's like, come on, it's not that bad. So we're hiking. We ended up at the bottom next to our car at 1:07. What time did I tell you we got there?
6 o'clock.
Okay. We hiked all damn day. I looked at my phone. It was 11.8 miles of hiking. I took 29,000 steps today.
Oh my God.
Now I'm laid up on the couch with a towel over my face with tears underneath the towel because I can't move my legs.
Oh my God. So where's the Epsom salt and ice?
I came home because I had company, and I just jumped in the shower and I turned my seat warmers on my feet.
You were able to stand in there? It was all wobbly leg.
When I was it was hard for me to walk up the stairs, but when I got in the shower, I was able to get in the shower. Did lotion. I had a lot of pain. My lotion. I put some clothes on, and I came and sat on the couch. And I've literally been in this spot since I came home, trying to figure out what my next move is going to be because I'm dying.
Yeah, you need somebody to roll you like a blunt or something. Oh, well, first of all, I should say try ibuprofen and ice it. But then in reality, and then get you something nicely fatly rolled.
Okay, yeah,
and just go to sleep.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. That's what we're
gonna do. You're gonna be sore again tomorrow too. All right, so do you
okay? Are you done? Because I don't want to hear that. I mentally need to prepare myself.
What I'm saying is, rub something on your legs tonight before you go to bed so that you're not sore in the morning.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep me in the loop.
I will.
I gotta tell you about Puerto Rico when we talk again.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Well, Akiana definitely had a super adventure. Her and her friend were out there stomping with the big dogs out there, getting it in from 6 a.m. to 1:07 p.m. A 7-hour hike, right? Am I counting those hours right? From 6 to, so 7 hours, 11 miles, 29,000 steps. I heard a lesson in that, and I'm the type of person, I find lessons in everything. I look for clues to answers to life in everything. I do another podcast called Life Notes with Dawn Chanel, when I'm kind of sharing more my brain and concepts. And in listening to her tell me this and in hearing it back when putting the show together, I'm hearing the first thing that's coming to my mind is time. Like the time that it took. It took time, but she also had to dedicate herself to that time, right? And so when there's things that we're trying to get to in life, whatever that may be for you, we have to put in the time. We have to carve out the time. Even if that time is walking for 7 hours, okay? Even if that time is walking for 7 hours, we have to push through. When she was telling that story, she's talking about the pain, but she had to push through it in order for her to hit those 11 miles, okay? Her legs were hurting. We need our legs to walk, but she had to push through to hit those 29,000 steps. Come on now. What? So it's like there are things that we need to push through in life. There are things that we need to just, there are some things that we create this idea that they're obstacles, right? That it's too painful. But it's not that way. We could push through it. And we can definitely break through it. We can break through the pain. They had to. They almost wanted to give up. But they broke through the pain. Okay? And then it was like, when are we going to get to our destination? Remember, she said it took 7 hours. That takes patience. You guys, listen. Life is so amazing when you just like stop and think about where you are and where you used to be, and then just think about your own independent individual growth, right? When you do that, you'll see, you kind of see like what you've been through and where you've grown from. You have to be patient. You didn't get to where you are right now overnight.
It took time. She definitely didn't get to the destination she was seeking on that adventure with the blink of an eye. It took pain. It took suffering. Okay? But they took the time. They pushed through it. They broke through the pain. They were patient. Okay? They were patient. But then they wanted to know, when are we going to get there? They needed clarity, and they looked out. They looked for clarity. They ran into a naysayer, a humbugger, a negativo, okay? Someone with ugly energy, you know, not very friendly. But it wasn't any cause to not continue. They still were able to gain clarity through someone else. Let them know what to expect in their journey. And then they reached their destination. But you did notice that when she reached her destination, when she was telling me the story, she didn't, at first she didn't even tell me about the beauty of the destination. She quickly went into the going down of afterwards. We have to remember to celebrate our successes, okay? Like, just celebrate, relish in them. Even the small ones and the medium-sized ones and the big ones and the ones that you didn't even think were much. Celebrate your successes with your friends. We want to hear about them. We really do. Stop thinking that, you know what I mean? Your friends want to hear your happiness and your joy and sharing your experiences. So reach your destination through these steps, right? And when we do so, we get to reap the beauty of succeeding in whatever that is. So whatever your destination is in life, whatever it is that you want to do, maybe you want to be an educator. Maybe you want to be a doctor. Maybe you want to be an actor. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be on some, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Doesn't mean you're going to be on some Showtime or HBO show when I say you're going to be an actor. Maybe you're an actor in plays or voiceovers or some kind of way. I don't know. But you're getting paid to be an actor in some kind of way, right? What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, whatever it is, we got to push and get all this through. What did they have to do? They had to, again, carve out the time. Let's go through it one last time. They carved out the time. That shit took from 6 a.m. to 1:07 p.m. Did you guys hear me the first time? That was 7 hours, okay? 7 hours that they had to push through. 7 hours that they had to break through the pain, all right? All right? And it wasn't some quick thing. They had to be patient. They had to ask for clarity because they didn't even know where the heck they were going or when they were going to get there, okay? They were actually, let's not forget the part about how dark and dank it was. Let's not forget about that. Let's not forget about that. But they didn't let that stop them. Sometimes we're going to be doing things in life and we're going to feel a darkness, a depression that falls over us. We've hidden it for years, but it's starting to come to light. We're not alone, okay? But it doesn't mean that we have to stop. We can push through that dark dankness, right? Right? Pushing through that pain, right? Just going through the motions and through the steps and taking the time And then what ends up happening is that we reach our destination, whatever it is that it is, that will bring us joy. That will bring us joy. And that's what happened with them. They reached a destination called Inspiration Point. And when once they got there, all the dankiness went away and the sun came out. How majestic is that? Hello, do you hear me? How majestic is that? All of the danky castle weather, as she called it, went away. And the sun came out. And they were able to take a picture. Okay? They were able to capture that moment. And where they, like she was saying, where they were, it has the telescopes where you can see all of the major landmarks. That's amazing. Okay? And the same thing goes for us. When we reach a destination, when we reach a goal that we've set in mind, we are able to see further than we've ever seen before because we see what is actually possible. Okay? Like once you reach one goal, you know that you can reach more goals. Okay? Once they got up to that one spot, they had the opportunity to see more spots. Okay. Hello. So I just wanted to do the show a little bit different. We might continue doing the show this way. It's very inspirational. I thought, you know, to hear her story, I hope she feels better. She is very, very sore right now, but hey, hard work and determination is no punk, right? It's no punk, but she's going to take care of herself. And I'm sure her hubby's over there taking great care of her. And she'll be, you know, feeling better tomorrow. You know how it is when you put in a strong workout. But anyways, everybody, whatever it is that you got going on, just keep it going on, right? Don't put it to the side. Don't put it to the side. Out of sight, out of mind. Remember that. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Dawn Chanel, and you are listening to Dawn Chanel and Akiana's Lip Smacking Podcast right here on Anchor by Spotify.